Now let's see how fintech is useful for sales management. The sales analytical tools can gather and analyze the data on customer behavior and sales performance and provide insights into the sales trends, customer preferences, and areas for improvement. The customer relationship management software allows the sales teams to track the deals and manage the leads. The sales enablement tools provides analytics dashboards, sales training resources, and important information about the customer to close the deals. The marketing automation tools manage the email marketing, social media posts, and lead generation and support the sales team in following up the conversations. The digital sales platforms provide a seamless buying experience through the online chat, video conferencing, and even live classes and the webinars. Now, friends, having seen how the fintech has disrupted the retail banking, corporate banking is also not left far behind. Fintech has also impacted the corporate banking tremendously. Like retail banking, the fintech has also disrupted the corporate banking with various technology solutions. Fintech is able to customize its options based on the corporate needs and provide innovative solutions for the payment processing, cash management, risk management, etc., etc. The digital identity verification technologies are helping the corporates to verify the identity of the customers and partners, prevent the fraud, and comply with the regulatory requirements. The payment processing platforms enable the corporate a fast and convenient method to accept a payment, to track and manage the payments done through credit cards, debit cards, mobile payments, and even through the NFT and RTGS. The cash management platforms provide real-time visibility, automated cash forecasting, and analytical tools to manage the cash flows, optimize the working capital, and even reduce the financial risk. The trade finance platforms enable the corporates to optimize the supply chain finance, extend payment terms to their suppliers, improve cash flow, and access low-cost financing options. The risk management solutions offer advanced analytical tools to identify and mitigate risk and manage the financial risk, credit risk, market risk, and even the operational risk. The blockchain-based platforms help the corporate to streamline the trade finance operations, reduce the chaos, improve the cash flow, and create a transparent and secure platforms for the corporate banking, including the trade finance and the supply chain finance. Let's see how the fintech helps cash management. Banks, financial institutions, and corporates can manage their cash effectively by leveraging financial technology. The cash management software can provide real-time data on cash positions to manage the cash flows and optimize the cash balances by identifying the cash surpluses and the shortfalls. The payment processing platforms allows the management of domestic and international payments in a streamlined and efficient manner. It can also automate the payment processing, reduce the manual errors, and improve the payment security. ATMs can take care of cash withdrawal, deposits, transfers, while mobile payment solutions can enable the corporate to make person-to-person payments, business-to-business payments, and bill payments at ease and convenience. It can also reduce cash movement, improve the payment security, and reduce the risk of fraud. Now, like cash management, let us see how fintech has disrupted the payment solution. Fintech has made payments easier and more secure with the mobile payments, the digital wallets, the contactless payments, the peer-to-peer payments platform, the point-of-sale system, the biometric payments, the payments to WhatsApp, blockchain-based payments and even the cross-border payments. Mobile payments can be made through smartphones through the mobile payment solution. The contactless payments are made through the near-field communication technology. The WhatsApp Pay enables the user to make payments and receive money through a UPI account in simple steps. The point of sale systems are useful for the merchants to accept the payments from buyers of goods and services. With peer-to-peer payment platforms, users can transfer funds to other entities, and the blockchain-based payments ensure a secure and transparent payment. Now let's look at how the financial technology has driven remittances. Financial technology have made the remittance facility faster, cheaper, and more convenient to make money transfers domestic as well as international by leveraging technology and have disrupted the traditional remittance industry. Mobile payments have succeeded in providing a convenient and affordable way to send money and receive money using the mobile devices. With digital wallets, users can send and receive money using their mobile devices. Artificial intelligence is helping the fintech companies provide faster and more accurate remittance services by using the algorithms. The peer-to-peer transfers have gone one step further by allowing the users to transfer money to each other without the intermediation of a bank. The blockchain technology is used to provide faster and cheaper remittance services. Now let's see how fintech has actually disrupted the lending space. Fintechs have created new ways to originate loans, assess credit risk, and service borrowers. The online lending platforms allow borrowers to apply for loans online and receive the funding within a few days after quick processing and sanctioning by the bank. Online lending platforms are using algorithms and machine learning to assess the credit risk and determine the loan terms. The peer-to-peer lending is capable of automating the loan servicing to connect the borrowers with investors who are willing to provide the funds for the loans. A new concept of alternative credit scoring is utilized to assess the credit risk for borrowers who do not have a formal credit history from the non-traditional data sources. Now let's see how fintech has disrupted the MSME space. Online lending platforms can also provide quick and easy access to capital for the micro, small, and medium enterprises. The digital invoice platform or the digital invoice financing platform provide loans on outstanding invoices of MSMEs to access the working capital quickly and efficiently. The digital payment solutions provide MSMEs to create online stores with a convenient way to accept the payments from the clients and can solve the cash management problems. The supply chain financing platforms allow the MSMEs to apply for finance based on their outstanding invoices in the supply chain, managing their cash flow and reduce the risk of late payments from their clients. The digital accounting and bookkeeping platforms provide MSMEs with a unique facility to manage their finances online by automating the tasks associated with accounting and bookkeeping to save time and reduce the errors. Like MSME, fintech has also played a very important role in agri-finance. Agri-finance forms an important component of lending made by the bankers to the farmers and the related activities to farming. Fintech helps bankers to help the farmers and agribusinesses to avail the finance, manage risk, improve overall productivity, and make timely repayment to the bank. With the help of digital lending platforms, smallholder farmers can access affordable and convenient agri-finance from the banks. Bankers, in turn, can assess the creditworthiness of the farmers who lack traditional credit histories by using the mobile data, alternative data sources, and the satellite imagery. The crop insurance platforms can provide a shield to the farmers against the risk associated with the crop failures, weather events, or other factors, and can provide them with insurance products that are tailored to their specific needs. The supply chain financing platforms help the farmers and the agribusinesses to avail the finance based on the value of their goods in the supply chain. They use the digital contracts and the blockchain technology to create a transparent and secure platform for financing the transactions. The agricultural marketplace provides the digital technologies to farmers to access the sensitive information, agri inputs, and the markets for the produce. They also help the farmers to connect with the buyers, suppliers, and service providers and provide them with tools to manage their production and logistics. The farm management platforms help the farmers to manage crops, livestock, and other production activities more efficiently. They also provide real-time information on weather, soil moisture, etc., which can affect their production. Now let's see how fintech has actually disrupted the development banking. Development banks do large ticket financing, unlike commercial banks, which do all types of financing. These specialized financial institutions provide long-term funding for developmental projects in order to improve the economic and social conditions of the country. Fintech companies provide a wide range of solutions to the development banks to support the development banking. What solutions are provided for development banking? Number one is the digital lending platforms. Digital lending platforms helps the development banks to streamline the lending process, reduce the cost, and increase efficiency. It can also help the development banks with loan origination, underwriting, and disbursements. Development banks use artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms to analyze huge amounts of data for mining information on different sectors of the economy, making informed lending decisions and fraud detection as well as prevention. Another solution provided by the fintechs for development banking is the digital payment solution. The digital payment solution helps the development banks to improve the efficiency and speed of money transfer transactions. It also helps them to reduce the cost and the risk. Mobile banking solution helps development banks to reach the remote areas and provide financial services even to the people who are not served by the traditional banks. Blockchain technology enables the development banks to improve security with identity verification, smart contracts, and secure data storage. The crowdfunding platforms are used by development banks to support the social enterprises with high merit projects but may not have access to funds from traditional banks. Development banks effectively use social media platforms to raise the awareness about their programs and services, engage with customers, collect the feedback, and quickly respond. Now, let's see how fintech has disrupted the export-import space by providing support to Exim Bank. The digital trade finance platforms help the Exim Banks to streamline the trade finance process and automate the processes related to the document verification, the trade financing, and payments to reduce the time and cost of transactions. The digital identity verification services provided by fintech help Exim Banks verify the identity of individuals and corporates involved in the trade transactions. The data analytics solutions enables Exim Banks to analyze the large amounts of data related to trade transactions and identify the trends, risk, and opportunity for making the informed decisions on the financing. Exim Bank also provides mobile apps to provide the trade finance. The blockchain-based platforms help the Exim Bank to create a decentralized, tamper-proof database of verifying the authenticity of documents, tracking the movement of goods, and reducing the risk of fraud in the trade finance process. The digital letter of credit platform provides better and more secure ways to manage the letter of credits for international trade transactions and execute payments based on agreed upon terms. The forex trading platforms provide insights into the forex market with the help of advanced algorithms and real-time data to execute trades more quickly and efficiently. Financial technology also helps for actually creating a currency exchange platform that provides strategies to exchange currencies at competitive rates and reduce the cost of the currency exchange. It uses the peer-to-peer technology to match the buyers and the sellers. Now let's see how financial technology is disrupting the financial inclusion space. Financial technology is providing innovative solutions to serve the undeserved and the unbanked population for accessing the financial services. The microfinance platforms helps the undeserved and unbanked populations to access the small loans for consumption or for the entrepreneurship. Biometric identification technologies make use of the fingerprints, retina scan, face and voice recognition to identify the undeserved and unbanked populations and provide access to the banking services. The digital savings platform carried by the business correspondents and business facilitators through their digital devices provide the undeserved and the unbanked population a way to save and invest their money using their mobile phones rather than keeping the money idle at home. Open banking initiatives helps investors to access the financial services from multiple providers using a single platform. They can also compare and choose the financial services based on their needs. Now let's see how financial technology is helping the recovery. Financial technology is helping lenders to improve the recovery management. The collection automation tools helps them to streamline and automate the collection process, the payment reminders, the tracking of missed payments, and even sending the collection notices. The data analytic tools can segment the borrowers based on the risk and identify borrowers likely to miss payments, identify patterns and trends in borrower behavior, and help the lenders to design the appropriate recovery strategy. The predictive modeling tools can be used to forecast future collection performance and determine the optimal timing and frequency of collections outreach for revenue planning. The digital payment tools have empowered the borrowers to make timely payments and avoid the penalty for missed payments. The chatbot assistance can be programmed to provide borrowers with real-time support and assistance in tracking their outstanding loans, security provided, and managing the payments. The blockchain-based lending platforms use the smart contracts to automate loan servicing and reduce the risk of fraud. Some finance companies also use the automated underwriting solutions, which use the machine learning to analyze a large amount of data and assess risk, credit risk, more accurately. Lenders can thus make more informed lending decisions and reduce the risk of default. The digital loan servicing solutions provided by fintechs helps you borrowers manage their loans online in a convenient way by giving real-time access to their loan information. The blockchain-based platform allows the borrowers in the supply chain to access the financing, track goods, and executive payments in the real time. The digital trade platform provides a secure and efficient way to manage the trade documents and the transactions on the agreed upon terms. And finally, the trade credit insurance platforms provide customized insurance solutions for protection against the risk of non-payment by the buyers by using data analytics and machine learning to assess the credit risk. Now let's see how financial technology has disrupted the capital markets. Financial technology provides innovative solutions for trading, investments, risk management to the capital markets. The robo-advisory platforms provide personalized investment advice to investors by using the algorithms and machine learning to create, manage, and balance the investment portfolio with lesser human intervention. Algorithmic trading platform use the algorithms and artificial intelligence to even execute trades on behalf of the traders more quickly and efficiently. The blockchain-based platform provides secure and efficient trade execution and settlement. The crowdfunding platforms helps the startup companies to raise the capital from a large pool of investors. The alternative data analytics platform provides real-time data analysis and insights to investors who use the machine learning algorithms and natural language processing to analyze unstructured data sources. The risk management platforms provide advanced analytics and data visualization tools to the investment managers for making better investment decisions, managing risk, and optimizing their portfolios. After the capital market, let us see how financial technology is useful for the stock exchanges. Financial technology is playing a crucial role in providing innovative solutions to stock exchanges for streamlining the operations, improving the transparency on online platforms, enhancing the overall trading experience for investors, and monitoring the suspicious or fraudulent transactions. The real-time data and machine learning algorithms enables the investors to identify the trading opportunities, receive timely information, and execute trades automatically with greater speed and accuracy based on the predefined programs. Artificial intelligence technologies, machine learning algorithms, and natural language provide insights into the market trends and investment opportunities after quickly analyzing the large amount of real data. The data analytics tool provides real-time insights into the market trends, trading patterns, and investor behavior to the stock exchange for tracking the suspicious and fraudulent activities. And the blockchain technology provides a transparent and tamper-proof ledger for trading activities and help the stock exchanges to function in a secure and efficient manner. Like capital market, like stock exchange, fintech also is useful for investment banking. Let's see how. Fintech provides innovative solutions to the investment bankers for capital raising, trading, asset management, data analysis, compliance, etc. The crowdfunding platforms enable the startups to raise capital from a large number of investors and offer a range of investment options to the investment bankers in equity, debt, derivatives, and revenue sharing agreements. The robo-advisors use the algorithms to suggest to the investors the low-cost way to invest their money based on the investment goals and risk appetite and to manage the portfolios. A trading platform helps the investment bankers with low-cost trading to buy and sell stocks, bonds, and other financial instruments. It also helps investors to make informed decisions based on the real-time market data. The blockchain-based platforms enables investment bankers to trade securities more efficiently and securely in a transparent and secure platform for investment banking, including the stock trading and securities settlement. The alternative data analytics technologies make use of machine learning algorithms to analyze large sets of data to provide investors with insights into market trends and sentiments. Based on the market trends and sentiments, investors can make the informed decisions. The automated compliance solutions enables the investment bankers to detect and prevent the financial crimes, money laundering, and insider trading. They also identify unusual patterns of behavior and alert the compliance teams to potential risk. Now let's see how the fintech has disrupted merchant banking. Merchant bankers have to comply with SEBI guidelines, and every technology needs are aligned with such guidelines. The digital platforms enables the merchant bankers to issue securities such as the shares, debentures, bonds, and streamline the process of issuance and transparency at a reduced cost, time, and risk. The digital banking services enables the merchant bankers to enable their finances with collecting banks more efficiently. Digital payment solutions enable the merchant bankers to accept payment from clients through various channels such as the online payments, gateways, card payment terminals, and even through the mobile devices and the tablets. The robo-advisory services makes use of the algorithms and artificial intelligence to help the merchant bankers to provide accurate investment advice to the clients. The blockchain technology can enable the merchant bankers to improve the efficiency, accuracy, security, and transparency of the financial transactions. Like merchant banking, the fintech is also very useful for the custodial services. Fintech has developed innovative custodian solutions that are capable of handling large volumes of transactions. They have put special emphasis on data security with robust security measures for the technology infrastructure to protect it against the cyber attacks, data breaches, and unauthorized access. The digital identity verification tools provided by the fintech help the custodians verify the client identities quickly and accurately and improve the compliance with the regulatory requirements. The custodial services on the electronic trading platforms offer the real-time market data access to a broader range of investment opportunities and trading capabilities. The digitized record-keeping processes are helping custodial services to reduce the need for manual data entry and the paperwork. The custodian can store, manage, and access the client data more efficiently, accurately, and securely. The straight-to-processing capabilities provided by fintech can help the custodians to enable seamless and automated processing of transactions. A faster and more efficient settlement of trades can happen due to the manual intervention and processing time. The robotic process automation helps the custodians for automating the routine and manual tasks such as the data entry, report generation, and the reconciliation. This automation saves time for custodial services staff to manage the complex tasks. The automated reconciliation systems can enable the custodians to provide real-time reports for all the transactions and holdings to their clients. It also reduces the errors and discrepancies and improves operational efficiency. The reports provided should be accurate, timely, and accessible to the clients on a 24/7 basis. The blockchain technology facilitates secure and transparent transactions, reduces the risk of fraud, and improves the transaction efficiency. A disaster recovery plan can also be in place to ensure the business continuity in case of any disruptions. Yet another area where fintech is useful, that is mergers and acquisitions. Fintech has helped investment bankers to streamline the process of mergers and acquisitions and reduce the cost. The virtual data rooms and the cloud-based storage solutions provide a higher level of security to all the data and documents stored in a secure, centralized location. This in turn reduces the risk of data breaches and improves collaboration between the deal makers. Artificial intelligence-powered platforms and advanced data analytics are helping the investment bankers to analyze large amount of financial and operational data relating to the potential acquisition targets. The online marketplaces and platforms help them to connect with the buyers and sellers and thus make it easy to strike a successful deal after the professional negotiation. Robotic process automation automates repetitive tasks, provides more time for the entire merger and acquisition staff to focus on the smart negotiation. The blockchain technology provides transaction tracking and secure, transparent record keeping. This in turn improves efficiency and reduces the fraud. Yet another important vertical in banks and financial institutions are treasury operations. The treasury operations are also transformed by fintechs with innovative solutions for cash management, payments, and risk management. The treasury management systems provide a centralized platform for managing the cash liquidity and risk, automating the treasury operations, and improving the decision-making processes. The real-time payment solutions helps the dealer to send and receive payments in real time. It also allows faster settlement times and effective management of cash. The cash forecasting and management solutions provide a real-time visibility into cash position, and help the dealer to manage cash flow and optimize their working capital. The virtual account solutions helps the dealer to manage multiple accounts within a single platform and reduce the need to maintain the physical accounts. The risk management solutions help the dealer to manage currency, interest rate, commodity risk, and exposure or risk by using the advanced analytics and reporting tools. Now, how is financial technology useful for the dealers and brokers? Dealers and brokers are involved with trading activities on behalf of the Treasury Department. The trading platforms and the dealing rooms infrastructure created by the fintechs enable the dealers and the brokers to access the real-time market data, use analysis tools for informed decision-making, and to buy and sell securities online. They also provide research reports to enter and exit the trade and to balance their portfolios. Busy dealers and brokers can also access mobile trading apps to access the real-time market data, receive trading alerts, and make informed decisions on the trade. The dealers and brokers can share their investment strategies and trade ideas on their blogs and social trading platforms. Blockchain technology enables dealers and brokers to trade the securities in a decentralized, tamper-proof, secure, and transparent manner. Smart contracts are used to automate the settlement process and reduce the risk of fraud and errors. Now let us understand financial technology for risk management. Internal and external technology risks can cause serious damage to the entire fintech ecosystem, and hence enterprise risk management, governance, and compliance related technology is very important and can enable the fintech to choose the best technology. Risk managers can identify, escalate, and address the enterprise risk with the help of advanced technologies such as machine learning, artificial intelligence, robotic process automation, big data analytics, blockchain technology, and regulatory technology as well. Fintech technology can help the middle office staff to automate risk management processes such as risk assessment, risk monitoring, as well as risk reporting. The risk analytics software can help the middle office staff to identify the potential risk in investment portfolios and provide real-time risk monitoring and reporting. What about the middle office? Fintech solutions are also helpful for middle office. It can help them to automate compliance processes, manage the compliance workflows, and even ensure the compliance reporting. The anti-money laundering and the know your customer requirements and comply with the help of the compliance management software. The operational processes in the middle office can be automated with the help of the fintech solutions. The data analytics platforms can help the middle office to analyze investment performance, identify the trends, and plan for investments in the future market conditions. What about back office? Yes, fintech is also useful for back office. The fintech solutions can help the back office to streamline the back office operations in a systematically controlled and secured environment. The data can be updated in a central server when new information is entered. The task scheduling and monitoring function can also be automated by eliminating the risk. The electronic document management systems helps the back office department to store and manage back office documents. Cloud computing technology helps to create a scalable and flexible infrastructure that can be accessed from anywhere, anytime. Blockchain technology can help the back office department to improve the security, transparency, and efficiency of the back office operations. So friends, this is what more about the verticals, the divisions. Now, let us understand how financial technology is useful for financial management. Financial technology has enabled the banks and financial institutions to manage their finances more efficiently, accurately, and in real time. The accounting software simplifies the bookkeeping and accounting and provides additional models for management accounting. It also provides automated invoicing, expense tracking, and even bank account integrations. However, financial technology is also very useful for financial management. Banks and financial institutions can create, monitor, and manage budgets in real time and don't have to wait until the end of financial year for the completion of the books of accounts. The forecasting software helps banks and the financial institutions to make predictions for revenue generation, future cash flow, possible recovery, and even the financial performance. The financial planning software enables the banks and financial institutions to create and analyze the financial plans based on the scenario analysis and can even make the data-driven financial decisions. Financial technology is very useful for accounting by the banks. Financial technology provides innovative solutions to create and maintain accounts, increase efficiency, reduce errors, and change the role of accountant. Instead of just focusing on compliance and tax preparation, accountants empowered by financial technology now provide more value-added services. The automated accounting solutions use advanced algorithms and machine learning to analyze the financial data and automate routine accounting tasks such as invoicing, data entry, accounts classification, reconciling accounts, and generating the financial reports. Artificial intelligence solution helps the banks to use advanced algorithms and machine learning to analyze large volumes of data and identify patterns beyond the reach of the trained and certified accountants. It also helps them to detect fraud and credit scoring. Blockchain technology enables the banks to store financial data in a secure and tamper-proof way, increase transparency, and reduce the risk of fraud.